on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and tonight I have with me Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and Jenna, Death by Gucci.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up? Not much.
Not much.
Yeah, it's actually
cold weather, warm weather.
Warm. It's actually like spring.
It is very spring-like here too. That's why I was kind of curious.
It's been nasty in Las Vegas.
Really?
It's been gorgeous everywhere else, yep, except the east.
Cold and rainy.
I'm guessing a lot of our listeners are probably snowed in, but it's been beautiful here.
Yeah,
it's
Brandon
like 65
got
degrees. Did he? Wow.
Yeah.
It's a shame, though, because, like, it should be winter where I live, and we should be getting a lot of snow and preparing for a new fire season, and we're under extreme fire danger, so it's really, really dry and beautiful. Great.
Interesting.
I don't know about Nestor. I heard that his neck of the woods was all snowed in, too, but I haven't heard him say.
Yeah.
I do know that it's not at war anymore.
We got snow.
Do you? Okay, cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Mike Nestor.
Out of the hopper to announce the snow.
I heard he's not at war anymore, too. But
oh, tell us about that.
I don't know anything about it. Tell us, Mike.
No, I'd rather not get into that.
No, because it might start
too much
over
drama.
Again.
I know, next thing
that.
You know, we just
too
started
much
over.
Drama.
Sounds like it. I don't even, it's weird because my game is just not about any of that drama anymore. I wouldn't even know if someone was attacking me repeatedly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I don't care.
Well, with the arena, it doesn't matter
because we're attacking health. Everyone anyway.
You can do everything with your health down to 20.
Yep. You can.
I'm going to stop building my health, I decided.
You're
when
stopping?
I get to 25,000.
I'm almost.
Well, I don't see a reason for it because I spend all my stamina in the arena.
Mm-hmm.
So you get maxed if you have 4,000 health, you're maxed in the 100 arena. If you have 10,000 health, you're maxed in the 500 arena. So I don't see the purpose of health anymore. For me, at least.
Well, mm-hmm. Except for it's the. I mean, if you go by skill crafting numbers, it's mm-hmm. still the most you can craft in any one shot.
Well, true. Yeah. But if you don't want it anymore, I don't like doing that skill point reallocation because I want fresh and new skill points, not used.
Fresh and new.
I'd
don't
rather
want recycle and reuse
recycled,
skill
yeah.
points.
Well, I think it's ridiculous that they want you to pay them
I
to
won't do
it. Stuff around that you already earned.
Hell no.
And or paid for.
Yeah.
And with these two-time property builds, it's cheaper to get fresh ones.
Yeah.
Fresh ones.
If you can time it right.
Well,
that
yeah,
the, seems
I've
to
missed
be the dang
the past
problem.
Four
that
or
is
five.
The problem. Thanks to Spockholm, I occasionally don't miss it.
Well, they tried to bring back the nerfed version of that where they put they charge you 50 reward points to even do it.
Uh-huh.
And the problem is the unlock button comes on the pop-up. Well, nobody reads the fine print.
Right.
So then you have all these players looking like, oh, okay, I can get 10 builds for 50 reward points. That's
not
a
so
good
bad.
Deal.
Yeah.
And then when they realize they got to spend more, they get pissed and then customer support gets bombarded with angry players. It's a big mess. And they've tried this twice now, and both times had the same effect. And then so the last two were unnerfed.
Hmm. Well, I think now that they have that feature where you can basically start it and you can get so many builds during that time period. I mean, you know, not during that time period, but yeah, I guess it's during that time period, the hour or whatever it is.
Half an hour. That you
half an hour. To. They should just make that available all day long and then occasionally make it available for free.
Yeah, and if they want to limit it with time, then slap a timer when you decide to start it.
Well, they do anyway, because like you said, it's a half an hour. So you can only get so many builds in a half an hour anyway.
Well, no, I'm saying if they left it for 24 hours so
oh, yeah.
everyone would have a chance.
Right.
people that sleep or live in different countries or work, they miss out on it.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was saying. That was my recommendation a long, long time ago. But, you know, I'm sure I wasn't the first person to think it up. But you
sure
know,
you
but basically they should
we're going to get comments. I thought of that idea.
Yeah, that's right.
First.
Long before you, back in 2010, before there was building of.
Yeah. Before we had 30 million properties.
That's
built,
right.
But that makes a lot of people mad. And at least the last one, they did it at,
two different intervals,
10 o'clock and 6 o'clock.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Zynga time. But for me, that doesn't work. I'm sleeping at 10 and then at 6, I'm usually out.
Yeah, at 10 I'm at work, and at 6 I'm driving on my way home. So
yeah,
their time, so that doesn't work either.
And it's like, we're wanting to spend reward points. You would think it would benefit them more. Like, at this point in the game, who cares what you're spending reward points on?
Mm-hmm.
They should be happy to take them, and we're trying to give them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think that they could just do it where, you know, get a you start the activity, you got an hour. You can build as much as you can build within that hour because you're paying 12 reward points the whole time anyway. And then once that one's done, you don't get another one till the next time they decide to release the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sure makes a heck of a lot more sense to me.
But, and it's so random. Like, I always wonder, are they going to stop doing this?
Yeah.
And honestly, if they want people to buy their other crap, they would stop doing it.
Yeah.
But I don't want to give them any ideas. Like it should show them that if they truly offer a good deal, people will spend the money.
But if they, yeah, I don't know. It seems like we're losing more and more players.
Yeah, I keep joking. We need a segment of the show now called The Fallen for all the players that have now left the game. You know, two more within the last 2 days that I know personally, you know, that have decided to leave. And one of them, a very well-known and popular player in the game, you know,
and
Swede.
Even more than that, this I'm sorry, go ahead.
The Swede,
the Swede,
and yeah. We've talked about the Swede a lot on the show.
Yeah,
it's a big you player.
Know, yeah, I think a lot of people were shocked by that.
I still am, and I'd like to see how the withdrawal goes for him. But,
well, he deactivated his account, so I think he's pretty serious about it.
Yeah.
Because most people will say, I'm quitting, and then like a week later, they're like, I'm back.
Right.
I couldn't stay away.
Yeah, gosh. And more than that, P, you're just not thinking of a few names. But a lot of people are just dropping out.
Yeah. I know it's just not the two of them, obviously. I mean, there's a lot of players we don't even know that have decided that, you know, it's time to throw in the towel and give up on it and... You know, and I just wish that they would re-energize the populace and, you know, and they can do it so easily. I still don't understand what the hang up is. I understand about making money. I get it. But they can have ways to make money. You know, I spent more on reward points when I was not a VIP member. They created the VIP. I said, well, there's my thing for the month and I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? I've already done your allowance.
So they've actually, you know, their idea of creating this recurring revenue, you know, is a good idea, but I think that they outpriced it too. You know, they could have got away with a $10 a month, you know, membership fee to be part of VIP. And I think they would have had a lot more sales. Mm-hmm. You know, especially if what the VIP was about was, you know, interesting enough to people. And, you know, I just think that, you know, all these other things that are part of the game and, you know, yeah, it just drives me crazy. It just, you know, and I don't know, you know.
They should let us manage it for a month.
Yeah.
And
can't do any
worse. Try to make things not.
You know, well, I still have that outstanding $100 bet that said that let us have. Implement some of the changes that we proposed or others have proposed, especially those in PAC, for a month. And if you don't see any benefit from it, I'll pay you $100.
They won't take you up on it.
No, but there's some things we could do that would make
it. Well, they're a multi-million dollar company,
yeah,
so they probably
about my $100.
They have more than 100.
Well, you know, that's where I think another place I get frustrated is that I see so many people, whether it be PAC or, you know, people that blog or do shows or whatever, working so hard and getting I don't know, very little bag, and nobody seems to listen, and it just gives me such a headache.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do anymore. I don't think they listen. I think they kind of, sometimes I wonder if they don't want the game to just fail so they can move on and to Coasterville or whatever.
Maybe.
There's a cross promotion.
They just, maybe that's not in their goal to make more money. Like the people that manage the game, maybe they get like directions from above saying, oh, you have to do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. And they don't think about, well, we could get more money if we did this.
Right.
I know. Yeah. I don't know. Frustrating.
You know, and losing players affects all the players that are still playing. Because eventually if this game gets too small, it's not going to be as much fun. And then more are going to start leaving.
No, when you know every single person in the arena, I get really worried.
You know, that makes me... I'm suspicious too about our player base. For this family inheritance event, I have my mini going the whole time. Uh-huh. And almost every arena that I randomly played in on my main account, my mini was there.
Uh-huh.
And so was a lot of other people that
came. Yeah. Thank I you fought me. You over and over again.
Bill Lieber.
Yep, him too.
He's well, who, in every arena.
Who was it? It was Ike and myself and Mike Nestor in the same arena.
Oh, I remember
the other night. I think it was Ike. I may be getting it confused, but I think there were three of us in there. And it's just like, man, now you're talking about...
That's concerning.
Talk yeah. about randomness or lack of it.
You know? Well, even if you look on the fight list, you know some of the people. And back in the day when there were millions of players, the odds of that happening
were very slim. Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's going to get to the point, like, remember Bossy Don had, like, the most mafia out of anybody?
Uh-huh.
And then it got to the point where it couldn't fight because everybody was
friends.
The mafia. She was just so pretty.
Yeah. So she couldn't run her assassinator, whatever the script was at the time.
Brawler back then.
Brawler.
Yeah, that was back before I even ran a script.
Everyone was in her mafia, so she had to remove everybody.
Yeah.
But it could come to that for us, and maybe that's why they made the arena.
But remember back then, too, one of the reasons why you had many people in your mafia was you got those passive experience points.
Experience, yeah.
For capos and whatnot. And you don't get any of that stuff anymore.
No, they nerfed just about everything that people liked about the game.
They really did. It's like, if you liked it, I want my mini packs back. There's so many things I want back. I don't want new stuff.
I want my rackets back.
I want the rackets back. Good Lord.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to think of what my next new strategy is. I'm still heading for the level cap. That's on my list of to-dos.
Oh, I'm going to have a fun blog post for you to read.
Oh, yeah?
Well, you know Wolf. He has multiple personalities. But he has
Most Mafia Wars players. Yeah.
he's primarily focused on dogs, but he has one account called El Gato. And that account reached the level cap. Uh-huh. And he actually let me log into the account and play on it for a little while.
Uh-huh.
So I was able to see exactly what happens. Yeah. And I
were
took
you bullying people?
No, it's really weird. You just get negative experience. You don't get anything else.
Yeah. Hmm. I was talking to Jocko, I don't know how he pronounces it. I apologize if he listens to the show. He's one of the Mafia War gods. And he hit the level cap quite a while ago. And he was talking a little bit about that it's, you know, that it is just negative experience. And then what will happen is if they raise the level cap, you'll just jump all those levels and get
credit.
He said that's what they did the last time, was that when they jumped, you get all the experience and all the skill points and all the reward points you would have gotten for those levels when that kicks in.
Oh, that's
which is different than what I was told. And this was basically in a conversation that someone had actually with the Swede. And that when he hit the level cap, it behaved a little differently. You actually would stay, you would continue to fake level, I guess, because what you'd do is you'd be stuck at the same experience requirements. and you just continue to do them over and over again, and you actually get your experience, your skill points and reward points at each interval.
That's how it should be, because it would, like, it wasn't fun playing on this account because you like use up all the energy and you're like, okay, so now I have 5 million negative experience.
Right, but the downside of that model that it was originally would be, okay, so I'm now stuck at this level, and if I go ahead and I just start putting all my, you know, skill points into attack and defense, I could become a really powerful player. The side effect will be is if they ever raise the level cap again, then you're probably never going to be able to serial level again because you would have allocated all your skills, you know.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
So it's a, you know, it's one of those catch-22s, which direction do you take it when that comes to pass? But if the level cap never gets changed, you know, and you've now built up an account that's got, you know, 200,000, you know, combined or something or more, you know, then that makes a big difference.
Wow.
Anyway.
I'll never get there.
Yeah, it's a long way off. I'm up to 33,000. Actually, it was funny when the Mafia Wars gods did their weekly assessment. I was at 33,333. Exactly.
How old are you now?
Oh, how old am I? I'm 43. And I'm at level 33469. Oh. I'm not that much further along. They just assessed that stuff last night. And things are going a little slower because I'm doing 100 arenas. I'm still trying to get that 2,400. And I get up to the 2,000 and I drop way back down into the 1900s. And then I'm back up again. Yes, Mike. And Mike kicked my ass in the arena once. So.
Jen, could you hear Pete breaking up or is that just me?
I heard him break up.
Okay.
Breaking up is hard.
Breaking up. Don't do it.
So I've just been basically doing the 100 arenas over and over and over.
I moved to the 500 arenas.
Yeah, the only problem I have with the 500 right now with Spartacus is that you can't say don't go back. The timers fail after, how do I phrase this? If you say I don't want to enter an arena unless I have so much stamina, then the timer doesn't kick back in again. So then you got to start everything back up manually. So I've just let it kind of run its course. But with the 500s, you almost, at least from my observation, you need to have like 10 to 15K worth of unused stamina before you even head into one of the 500 arenas, because you need at least that much to be competitive and at least not end up the last. And if you end up the last in any one of them, you know, you lose minus 24, minus 16, whatever.
I can't stand that.
I remember those days.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
So you stop caring.
I finally did get the achievement, so I don't care anymore about my respect. And I've lost like over 400 of it in a week.
Mm-hmm.
But what I find is going into the 500, you can actually burn all your stamina in one arena. And so I'm just doing one per level.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But what could happen to you?
By respect. So you kind of get, you don't get those super hard players that won't even let you breathe for half a second.
Yeah. Do you have the restart on in Spartacus? Pause.
No.
Oh, okay. So then you're doing it a little bit different. You're running it.
I'm kind of doing it, man. I'm like doing Spartacus, but just one.
I gotcha. Okay.
And then I have to go level and then I come back and do another one.
Okay.
That's kind of how I do it too.
Okay. Yeah. See, that's a little bit different than what I do, because what I'd prefer to do is run, you know, Spartacus in restart mode, but then run the 500s. What's that?
I heard that Mike Nestor just kicked your butt in the arena.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're breaking up pretty bad, Pete.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
You sound fine now.
Well, maybe it won't be breaking up on your view when you listen to it.
Well, probably
since
won't.
You don't hear it.
Yeah, it probably will be fine because it records locally. So we'll just play with it and see what happens.
That's what she said.
Ta-da!
Don't y'all sometimes miss Chester just being really stupid
Wandering?
For us? Yeah. Just... we're not recording, right?
Hear nothing out of that guy.
No, he seems pretty settled into him, the real world.
I sent him a Facebook message not too long ago and got nothing back either, so.
I messaged him this weekend. I had a Nintendo question that his sons play a game that my son plays, so. Mm. He did get back to me, so. I know he breathes.
Yeah.
It was brief and rude, but he did get back to me.
Oh, buddy. Mm-hmm. That's Chester.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so what else we got going on? Anything new on the horizon, Jen?
Well, we had the family inheritance event. It was finally over. It was like 10 days, so the people trying to be competitive with it were like, that was too long.
Mm-hmm.
But an interesting observation is someone posted on our fan page like 9 hours before the event ended, and he was in a family that was almost to 65,000 or 6,500 crests.
Mm-hmm.
And his family was number 120. And they were right below the last family to get 6,500 crests. And so that's telling you out of the 20,000 plus families out there, only about 120 actually mastered the event.
We didn't.
A lot didn't. And a lot of families just didn't care. And then, of course, there's a lot of families that couldn't do it because of their numbers.
That's my that's my family's issues. There's not enough of us.
So I think Zynga, if they're going to have something like that again, they need to lower what's expected to master the event.
You know what's really a drag? My family was only 36 away from getting to the first level.
And
we didn't get it. Yeah. And I had already bought more stamina, and there was just no way I could pull it off on my own. And so I was just like, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. I'm going to bed.
It's a slippery slope.
I know.
So, yeah, it wasn't an overall fun event for all.
No, but I like
shout
it.
Out to the Enwu clan. They came in first.
Enwu?
And then the Russians beat us. They were on our tail the whole time. They passed us once, and we passed them. And it was right up to the end. And then when there was just a few hours left, we knew we weren't going to make it.
Mm.
They got
You guys us. Got third?
We got fifth.
Oh, fifth. And Pete, where did your family come in?
I think we were like 122nd or something like that.
I don't even know. Do you have this posted somewhere, Jen?
No, they only posted the top 10. And I have like unofficial for the top
10. Oh, yeah. We were like 11.
Yeah, I think we were 122 when it finally came to pass. I just remember glancing, and that number sits in my head for some reason, but I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm. I think you are, because you guys mastered it a while ago, right?
Yeah, we did.
So you're probably higher than you think.
Yeah.
And for the love of crap, I don't know why.
The love of crap?
Because I love it so
that
much.
That goes in Zynga bags?
Yeah. Every one of these events where, you know, you're down to the wire, you're down to the last second, the ice boards, the jaw boards, the family ice events, this new arena event, they pull it the second it's over. So nobody knows where they stand.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. Like, why not leave it there a day?
Yeah.
You keep the timer at zero, but let people see where they were. You do all this work for 10 days and then you just don't know.
Yeah. Or,
and there were quite a few families like battling it out, you know, very close in crest numbers.
Mm-hmm. Or they should immediately just post the results on their blog, you know.
They do like that? An hour later, but that only helps the top 10 that they
post. But that's
post.
What I'm saying is post a larger.
Let everyone
Result
see
set.
Where they went.
Yeah. Yep.
They really need to change that because it's annoying. And then on the stupid ice board and jaw board that they do, so many people think they're number one and they're like, oh my God, I didn't get my reward. Zynga sucks. Well, a lot of times they actually are number two or number three. It happened to me. I was for sure I was number one. And then after like four customer support inquiries later, because they kept telling me it wasn't tabulated yet.
Uh-huh.
And then when somebody finally looked into it, they informed me that I was number three. So then I felt stupid. I was like, oh, okay. And, you know, it would save them all this time and hassle as well, because people would say, oh, I'm number two. I didn't get this reward.
Right.
And then their new ice board, it was weird. They launched it at noon on a Saturday or Sunday. which is odd because usually they launch things at midnight. Mm-hmm. And then maybe like 4 or 5 hours later, it all reset. Everyone's ISIS went back to zero.
That's really weird.
And of course, they're not there. It's the weekend, so we don't know. There's nothing on their support page, but the people that did contact customer support were told
Zinc that is now being run by janitors.
I'm wondering who's running things, y'all. Oh, the night
Hong Kong Fooey.
Hong Kong Fooey, no doubt. This is a drag. I just got stuck in an arena with Pete.
Man. I've never been on one with Pete.
I am constantly
doing the 100s now, right?
Yeah. I don't have the kind of stamina pool that you have, Jen. I was attack defense.
So the only thing we really have going on is this ice board. But there's going to be more. I think by the time the show airs, we'll see a secret district. It's called Face It.
Face It?
Yeah, that's what they named it.
I don't have anything to do other than working on my New York achievement anyway. So I don't mind when there's, a place. I actually even paid for one recently. So,
Yeah, I do like the ones that you pay for because you get a good deal for the skill points.
I did when it was on sale, even.
Something new to do.
I'm so frugal.
Oh, and we got new daily tick loot. So that was cool.
Oh, really? I didn't notice.
Yeah, it all has high stats in 170. There's 5 items. You can get 5 per day, plus your own.
Sweet.
I don't think there's any glitches where you can get more.
You let us know when there is, privately, of course.
Well, the funny thing about those kind of glitches, it's obvious because, like, the last one, there was a glitch. So people were maxing out on this loot in, like, 3 days. And you're supposed to only be able to get 5 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to be poking at people's inventory to see if anyone has more than they should.
I keep missing out on doing the Raven.
I did it the one time. I was like, okay.
Keep forgetting.
You haven't got your Raven achievement yet?
Who, me?
No.
No, Jana. Oh.
I just, like I said, I did it the one time and it just...
Oh, I get them every 3 days.
Really? I never pay attention.
To one more thing that's on the list of to don'ts.
I don't like that you have to rob, though, to get those ammo items.
Yeah.
Because after the arena, like, robbing is so miserably slow.
You don't have to.
Oh, but I have to.
Oh, but she does.
I can't stand to know he's there. I let him
go. No, what I'm saying, though, is you can't. Your red requires a rain of pain?
Yes.
Oh.
Requires 2 of them.
See, mine doesn't on my red, but I have to have 2 armor grenades.
Oh.
But
those are harder to get.
But now, I don't know. I walked in, I had 50 when I did him this time. But yeah,
Oh, I use this trick to get the Rain of Pains in it. It usually gives me over half of the ones I need. Where if you activate your that crew bonus, where it times your rewards by 3. It's called the scout bonus. Mm-hmm. If you do that, you can rob 3 boards in Brazil, Chicago, and London. So if you activate that, and make sure you activate it on the robbing page because there's a glitch where if you activate it on any other page, it's only going to count 2 boards instead of 3. But you can usually get about 20 rains of pain doing that.
Mm.
And you use minimal stamina. And then I go rob in New York. And usually by the time... it finishes that. I have 50 of them.
Cool.
Nice. So anything else? Party people?
No, nothing spectacular that I can think of.
Well.
Spectacular.
Any announcements, Pete?
Yeah, the click trap remover. That's Brandon's been working on a new one for Chrome and Firefox. I think he'll be publishing it soon. I think we're going to create a section inside the toolbar, just like we have the checklist tab that gives an access to all the checklist. I mean, the toolbar add-ins people have modified and added. We're going to probably add one for all these specialty scripts that are not in our regular drop-down menu, like obviously the click trap remover and some of the other ones that are not actually
like remove deactivated accounts. And
yeah. These things that are just kind of, a lot of them seem to be on the Facebook side. So they almost have to be separate bookmarklets or spocklets. You know, so that we're thinking we'll put it right in there. We're also playing around with the plugins directory. We've been using the Chrome Store for a while, but we've also been playing around with the Firefox plugins directory for some different stuff. And so, you know, hopefully we'll have a few things in there as well, and then we'll just make those accessible through the toolbar as well. So I think we're going to call it a miscellaneous section. So, and then, and then I'm surprised you didn't mention it, Jennifer. We added to the toolbar the notification for the Mafia Wars Loot Lady.
Yes. Yeah. Congratulations, Jen.
That's cool. I'll make a blog post about it.
Yeah.
It's been kind of fun seeing it.
Well, I know it's in the beta bar. I guess I should make sure it's in the.
Yeah, I don't think he put it live yet.
I don't see why he wouldn't at this point. So, if it's not out there by the time the show airs, we will get that out there.
It's very spammy.
It's something you're going to have to turn
a lot of posts.
Yeah. It's something you'll have to turn on and off inside your toolbar. It's an opt-in. So if you want it, and then what it does is it works just like the other notifications for like the Raven and things like that. And it just lets you know when there's been a new post at the blog and just keeps you informed that way. And then I'm tinkering around with something with the Informant podcast to insert it in a place of prominence in the game. So
nice. That's cool. Yeah.
So those will be a couple of things we've got going on. I don't know. I know there's been a couple of refinements to the Spartacus here and there. Some stuff got tweaked. I guess that's about it. Yeah, those are my announcements. So,
do we want to talk about our show changes?
Yeah, let's just take a couple seconds to discuss that, because we've been talking about a lot of different things, and obviously with the Super Bowl coming up, you know, we've been questioning whether or not how we're going to record, because usually we record on a Sunday, and then we post the show on Mondays at 5. Well, with the Super Bowl coming up, obviously hardly anybody's going to be around to do a recording next week, which then started us asking the question of our show time for recording anyway. And it seems like, you know, Sunday is becoming more and more difficult for all of us to get together. And so what we're contemplating is going back to a Thursday recording time and then a Saturday by noon publishing time, or just say Saturday noon, it'll be published. And then that just gives me a little extra time. Something that I haven't been able to do much with the show is some of the, you know, sound effects and some
of the fun
stuff. Some of the fun stuff that we had done in the beginning, and I just had a lot more time to do that, and I haven't had that when we're basically producing a show and then turning around and having to have it published by 5 the next day. It gets a little bit more challenging. So what I'm hoping is with that change, then we can go ahead and get the show out, you know, on early Saturday afternoon. And then that gives everybody something to listen to over the weekend.
If you're set on listening on Monday, then
you can listen to it onto your drive at work.
Yep.
Keep you fresh and informed on the way to the office. So if that is, I'd be curious to see what other people have to say. So obviously leave us a comment or whatever on the Facebook
page. Yeah, feedback's always good. That, you know.
Yeah, we found some issues too that we had where we were not getting our show published to our own fan page. It was we use a product called RSS Graffiti to do the publishing of the show, and it was something that was started failing
for like a month,
and we were like, you know, this is not making any sense. If people started asking us, going, "Where are the shows?" And you know, I'm so used to, I always go straight to the informantpodcast.com, and the way I've been editing the shows lately, I don't even include our final trailer part or the closing part that has, you know, where can you find out about us, how to get us on Twitter and stuff, and I probably need to start adding that a little bit more regularly to the show again, because, you know, I didn't even think people were going straight to our fan page to get access to the shows. I figured they were just going straight to the website, but anyway, we've got that fixed now, so that's good. So But yeah, I think we'll do a Thursday recording. So if anybody wants to get any rants into us or whatever, you can add them right from our webpage, informantpodcast.com. There's a button to actually record them there. I do have one that came in, and I'll make sure we get it addressed on the next show. I haven't had time to really listen to it, which is also another reason why I think our format change a little bit would be
more beneficial.
Gives us mm-hmm. a little bit time to share the audio that come in from our fans and things like that, and you know, talk and have time to discuss them and tackle some of the issues, especially if there's questions that involve some deep research, you know, mm-hmm. that gives Jen some extra time to do some investigating and so on. So
exactly, it's fun to hear from people too.
Great to hear from people.
You know, I like it when we have guests on from time to time, too. So,
and that's another one. I want to try to see if we can get some of that stuff going again. Get some players on
here. I'd like to hear from a lot of people.
Feedback so that they, it's not just us ranting. You know,
we want to hear you rant, too.
We want to hear you rant, too.
Yeah, we get tired of hearing ourselves.
We're tired of ourselves.
So, anyway.
Awesome. Well, yep. Does anybody have a shout out?
I do.
Okay, what you got?
My shout out is to Donna from the Ass family.
Oh, yeah. She's awesome.
We solely give her responsibility for us even doing the arena event. When it first came out, we were all like, meh. Because not a lot of people do the arena. And then some are working on their achievements. And obviously, if you went for this event, you were going to lose respect.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she just got obsessed with it and was all over the wall, like, cheering people on, like, come on, we need you. And then all of a sudden we're adding accounts and she was giving play by play, like with the statistics of the paces. And she did some amazing work, and she made a spreadsheet at the end that shows everyone's progress. And you can kind of see the little competitions going on.
What's her mafia name?
Donna. Let me look.
Of course, it's just Donna.
Yeah, I really think if it was
Donna.
Yeah, if it wasn't for her, I don't think we would have paid much attention to that event other than to get the 6,500.
That's awesome. So somebody to encourage them to do some.
And it was so funny because when the Russians were getting close to us, she'd be like, "The Russians are coming." her name is Donna. Her Mafia Wars name.
Mafia name is Donna.
There you go.
Ask Donna.
Ask Donna.
That works.
Sounds like a show.
It does, actually.
So a big shout out to her. We would have never been where we were if she hadn't have done all that. Nice. And I didn't really want to tell people they needed to be in it or not. And we never had to do that. I think everyone just kind of got wrapped up into it. And then it started being fun. And to everyone else who tried very hard.
Awesome. Pete, do you have a shout out tonight?
I'm just going to give it to somebody that'll never hear it. The Swede, and to Alan Potter, and, you know, wish them best in their severance from Mafia Wars.
Good luck. Right behind you. Oh.
Yeah. So that's it.
All right. I am going to give a shout out to Queen Brat because she listens to the show so quickly. She always provides really good feedback. And I appreciate that. So
very cool.
Shout out to her.
Yep.
Jen's battery's dying, so I guess we should
call it a wrap.
So that's it.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I want a car, skid and crash into the brave new world. I want to